Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines for September 15th. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz.
For campus news this week, as of right now, there are no college-wide blanket policies around AI. Instead, Columbia professors can make their own AI course policies with guidance from the provost's office. This comes after the college's AI task force, consisting of faculty, staff, and students, worked through the spring semester to launch a comprehensive AI resource page that breaks down what the technology is and how to use it. Greg Foster Rice, Associate Provost for Student Retention Initiatives and Chair of the Task Force, says the college wants faculty and students to lean into AI, but approach with some level of caution.
I don't know that we need to change very much, because what we have is a very adaptable policy that says, just like with the use of calculators or the use of the internet or the use of Wikipedia or proper citation, it's the responsibility of individual faculty members to include.
Have you used AI, Cosme?
Basically, anything that comes to mind, I ask it, and it surprisingly gives me good information. Up next, students were quick to arrive at the Student Center Wednesday, September 13th, for Columbia's Study Abroad Fair. Booths were set up on the first floor to showcase study abroad programs located in the U.S. and beyond, including destinations like Argentina, Mexico, L.A., and more. Programs include studying topics in advertising in New York City and strategic global marketing in Prague. Junior ASL interpretation major Rachel East says she hadn't heard about many of the opportunities to go abroad in the past.
I don't know. I've never, like, considered it seriously until now, but now that I'm kind of, like, approaching my last few years, I'm like, wait, I don't want to, like, graduate before experiencing something like this.
That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com and sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz.
Thanks for listening.